the Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna tells about his own devotee who is happy everywhere. Any place he goes in the world, he will be happy, even with nothing practically. And this verse reveals the truth about the qualities of a devotee, which are worthy of endeavor in our life. He says, akinchanasya dantasya shantasya samachetasaha maya santushta manasaha sarvaha sukamaya adishaha. He is telling, akinchanasya means one who does not possess anything other than me, he says. Which means, the meaning of this is, whether he possesses lots or whether he possesses little, he doesn't hanker for material enjoyment. But he says, akinchanas, he is satisfied only with Krishna. Like Sudama Brahmana or Shrutadeva or anybody like that. Akinchanasya, dantasya means he controls all his senses. Like he controls the tongue, belly, genitals, and the bodily urges. Then he controls the speech and the mind and the anger. So he controls all these urges. And anyone who controls the senses will become calm, cool, collected. That itself will give some relief. But not only that, he says, akinchanasya, dantasya, shantasya, his mind is peaceful, and samachetasaha, he is equal to all. He doesn't become attached to material enjoyment or averse to suffering. And when dealing with all living beings all over the world, he is equal to all, he says. And then he says, second line, maya santushta manasaha. He looks for satisfaction only in me, he says. Which means, he does not look for satisfaction in woman, he does not look for satisfaction in money, he does not look for satisfaction in followers. He looks for satisfaction only in Krishna only, he says. Maya santushta manasaha. Sarva dishamaya, sarva sukhamaya dishaha, he says. Sarva sukhamaya means wherever he goes, he is happy, he is telling. Just like Chakrabhishma Chakutra gives example, he is a very wealthy man. Wherever he goes, his standard of comforts are same. Any city he goes, he will have a 5-star hotel or a 7-star hotel or something. He will have an accommodation, he will have luxurious food, and he will travel in a very costly car. So a wealthy man, any place he goes, his standard of comfort is same. Similarly, for a devotee of Krishna, wherever he goes, sarva sukhamaya adisha, he says. He only has happiness everywhere. Why? Because Krishna is also all-pervading a super soul, isn't it? So because he is all-pervading a super soul, everywhere he is there. Where there is Krishna, this fellow is seeking only for Krishna. So he gets Krishna wherever he goes and he is happy also. Just as a wealthy man is happy everywhere he goes, like that he says. So, Lord Krishna told Uddhava this shloka about the qualities of his devotee. Because in the Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, Krishna lists many qualities of the devotees like this, which are worthy for aspiring. So, akinchanasya means the possessions around you. So, we should not develop attachment in them, but attachment in Krishna only. Dantasya is within our own body only. You don't need someone else to control your senses. We have to control our own senses. Dantasya. And then, what he says? Shantasya. You have to be peaceful in the mind, not cultivating, hankering. And samachetasaha, if you are partial or if you are considering one fellow friend, another fellow enemy, we will never be peaceful. So we have to consider all jivas alike as Krishna's children, Krishna's part and parcel. So these four qualities have to be cultivated. And maya santushta manasaha. We should try to find out how Krishna consciousness is such a blissful process and it gives everything that one needs. And one should not look out for happiness outside the scope of Krishna consciousness. Like you are allowed to appreciate prasadam. You are allowed to appreciate sangha of devotees. You are allowed to appreciate Bhagavad Gita. You are allowed to appreciate kirtan. But besides this, you are allowed to appreciate Krishna's beauty, not some woman's beauty. Similarly, you are allowed to appreciate Bhagavad Gita, not some karmi novel. You are allowed to appreciate Krishna's very beautiful, somebody singing, you can appreciate some duet song. So in this way, Krishna has put a limit. If one sticks to this limit, sarvaha sukhamaya adishaha, he says. You will be happy. Where? Everywhere. So the formula is not very difficult. Only application has to be endeavored. So when we come in the morning, we chant, we can check these qualities. What qualities we need to cultivate, we lack. What qualities we have. So by contemplating on these things, we can develop a prayerful mood that many of these good qualities that Krishna says we lack, because of which we are unable to attain His lotus feet easily. Because Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita also, 12th chapter, 12 to 20, He says many qualities. So He's given too much of homework for us. In Gita also and Bhagavad also, He says, my devotee is like this, devotee is like that, my Lord. But it is not very difficult if one is attentive to Krishna's instructions. Because He is not telling us to climb the Mount Everest and put the flag at the top or something like that, which may be difficult for us. He is not saying you have to grow wings and fly up in the sky like aeroplane. He doesn't say that. So He is not asking for something which is beyond us. Only thing is He wants us to not get distracted and diverted by the glittering Maya. Rather, we take our attention away from Maya and towards Krishna. By every day coming together, chanting, hearing, reading, eating prasad, preaching. So in this way, keep your focus on Krishna, as Krishna says. And these qualities actually will develop in a devotee who is very sincere and serious. If one is not sincere and serious, these qualities will not develop. Rather, one will find oneself helplessly tossed by the waves of material nature, because the material world is filled with a lot of rajas and tamas. So the rajaguna, tamaguna, if we post ourselves in that platform, we become very weak. We become very weak. Just like if this floor is flooded with soap water, you are likely to slip and fall on the ground and break your head, isn't it? Similarly, the rajaguna, tamaguna is a slippery ground. Very difficult to be stable. Which platform is very stable? Sattvaguna. So that is one thing which we can struggle and endeavor to reach. Put ourselves in sattvaguna, where we can focus on these good qualities which Krishna is telling. That endeavor will be very purposeful, meaningful, because in sattvaguna one will get sukham also, happiness also. And one can endeavor and gradually get these qualities. Sattvaguna is a very right platform to fly in the spiritual life, like going to airport and flying. So as college students, one of the most important thing so far as endeavor is not imitate the other foolish fellows who are in rajaguna, tamaguna, struggling with their mind and senses, burning themselves out in the samsara davanala. But rather learn some valuable lessons by looking at their suffering and protecting ourselves and keeping ourselves in a pure platform. If not spiritual platform, at least in sattvaguna platform, from where we aim at these wonderful qualities that Krishna is telling. And chanting of the holy name is a very powerful way. By attentiveness to the chanting of the holy name, the cleansing process begins. When cleansing happens, so these things become easily understandable. Because when the mirror is cleansed, you can see your face. When the mirror is dusty, the mirror, the form of the mirror is seen, but you can't see the function of the mirror, doesn't happen. You look at your face, you only see dust there. So let us do this cleansing of the heart very nicely every day. And we also should pray that actually I am trying to chant to my level best. Please accept it. I am trying to please you. And let my heart get clean so that I will be able to serve you better and better. That little attitude of wanting to please Krishna is very necessary to make the cleansing process very fast. Harinam Prabhu ki.